Pasuk state, Yirsha Hashem bihi matzoi, kiru b'yosei karov. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says, Elu asar yomim shebein Rosh Hashanah yom kippurim. Chazal are teaching us that there's a special hanhoga. During the Aseres Yimei Tshuva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was in a meyuchad dedika hanhoga of bihi matzoi. There is a special kirves aloikim that exists. Kavayochel HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes himself in a matzah of bihi matzoi, more accessible, easier to be able to become close to the Eibishter. One could think that it's a special anhoga, but we already have it in Elul. In Elul, anila doidi v'doidi li. There's already a kirva miyuchadis in Elul. What's the schadesh during the aseris yimei tshuva? But I think if we're mizbeinin in the lashonis of the psukim, yes, there's a doidi li in Elul, but it has to start with anila doidi. Ad kamo that we're anila doidi, then we can be zeichet the kirvas Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'll give you an Elul de kekirva, but you're the one that has to make the first move. It needs to be coming from your Hisairis. As long as it's Anila Doidi, then I'll be Doidi Li. When it comes to Aseris Mei Tshuva, there doesn't seem to be any Tznoim, Bihi Motzoi. Whether or not we make the first step, HaKadosh Baruch Hu already makes the first step. HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes himself Bihi Motzoi, regardless of where we're up to. That's, of course, an incredible opportunity of Bihi Motzoi. The Rambam writes, Rabbeinu Yoina, the tshuva, tefillah, is more miskabel during these days. Why is it that the Bihi Motzoi creates an easier path of tshuva? One could think that Bihi Motzoi is an Eitz HaToiva Kamash Malon. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu was so close, take the opportunity. In Rabbeinu Yoina and Shaar Sheni, it's mavor, then it's more than an opportunity. The Bihi Motzoi is a machayiv. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu has made himself more accessible, there's a tzivuy of dirshu. We must take that opportunity. We must do tshuva and everything that's expected in the dirshu Hashem bihi matzoi. However, it's not enough to know that there's something called dirshu, there's something called a special chiv during the aseres yimei tshuva. We also have to be able to try to focus on what Chazal really meant by dirshu Hashem bihi matzoi. Of course, there's so many minhagim, so many skulais of riboy schuyas and different skulas for kapara. And of course, kulam kedoshim and kulam tahirim. But we can't get confused and consider that the ikur. If the rishonim refer to these days as aseres yimei tshuva, kishmam kein haim, the real ikur avedis hayoyim of these days is to actually do tshuva. Every other yontif we try so hard to be mischaber, to connect to the Avedis Hayoyim. And I think most Yom Tovim were successful in getting some shaykhis to the Iker Avedis Hayoyim. And yet so many of us, when it comes to Aseres Yimei Tshuva, we find alternative routes, find ways to do other things that seem more shaykh to us. And yet the Iker Avedis Hayoyim of the Tshuva, somehow we find ways to avoid. Of course, it's not coming from a zilzal in the Chomer Adin. It's Pasha coming from a feeling of, yes, we know we need to do tshuva, but it's Pasha impossible. We've tried so many times. We've tried again and again. And as much as we try, maybe we have a little bit of movement, maybe a little bit of steiging, but the Maisa, we never get near what the Eibishter expects of us for tshuva. So basically, we know that we're supposed to do it, but we also feel that we can't. So we try to find alternative routes, the sort of shortcut. This Avodas Hayoyim, which is the Iker. And I wanted to maybe shine some light. How are we supposed to get back on track? How are we supposed to get back to the Iker Avodas Hayoyim and actually have this feeling that we could do tshuva? And that the Iker Avodas Hayoyim is something that's shaykh to every single person. Everyone knows, in yeshivas we speak about it so much, the famous words of the Mabit. It's mavor that way in Rabbi Yisrael Salanter as well. That tshuva is different than every other mitzvah. And that's part of the mistake that we have. We imagine tshuva as like a mitzvah of dalet minim. A person who has 3 out of 4 dalet minim, 2 out of the minim, 1 of the minim. Not only is he not mekayim the mitzvah, he's over the lava baltigra. When it comes to tshuva, zokta mabit, it's not that type of mitzvah. Every single chelik of tshuva is epis tshuva. Every single prat, every single darga bedarga of every single chelik of tshuva is eicha kiyam from tshuva. It's not a kiyam sholem. There's still so much more to do. But it's not like other mitzvahs that it's all or nothing. Fakert, when it comes to tshuva, every single chelik of tshuva is a te'eles, is worth something, is a gevissa kiyum, is a gevissa kiyum of the dirshu. I still remember years ago as a bocher, Rebbe Fall once invited that we can come for kiddush. Kiddush before the tkiyas, the minig in yeshiva here is to have a kiddush before. He invited me to the house. We sat there. It was basically his children, some grandchildren, some close talmidim. We made kiddush. And then everyone started begging Rebbe Fall that he should say some divrei seiris, kiminig Yisrael, far tkiyas, to say some divrei seiris. And he kept on saying, no, mi ani, umani, I don't have anything to say. They kept on mamish, begging him and begging him. He said, I don't have what to say. Who am I to talk about tshuva? Finally, they pushed so hard. He got up from his chair. He went to the shelf. He took out a mabit. He put the mabit on the table, opened it up to that parak where he describes this concept that tshuva is not all or nothing and every chelik of tshuva is something. He started to read it and he broke down in tears and he says, Dosidos, das is the ganze tshuva. This mabit is our only chance. The only chance that we have to relate to tshuva is by recognizing the heiliger words of the mabit. It's not all or nothing tshuva. Every little chelik of tshuva is a kiyum. Every single chelik of tshuva is a gevaldige tayelas. Every single chelik of tshuva is an accomplishment and a response to the Navi saying, Dirshu. We all know this. We all heard it so many times. But at the same time, it's still hard for us to get moved by these words. Why? Why is it so hard for us? I think there's a mistake that we have in our approach to tshuva. We've learned so many times that tshuva has chalokim, charoto, azivisachet, kabbalah, havo. And we understand that tshuva is all about getting rid of our aveiros, being misakin aveiros. And then we start getting overwhelmed, recognizing how vite we are from all these chalokim. We're not here to say differently. As they state now that we're showing them, there's no question that in order to do tshuva properly, we need to go through the nitty-gritty of charoto, azivisachet, and kabbalah, havo. But we also have to make sure that we don't get mistaken and recognize that that's the ganze yisayid of tshuva. That misses its fakert. What does the word tshuva mean? The mabit in a different parak over there brings many rayas. Tshuva means to return. Return from where to where? Tshuva means returning to the Eibishta. Where were we? Molei aretz kvoidoi. Vaisteis in the mabit, he brings from so many psukim. Tshuva ad al-shem. Shaftar. So many psukim referring to returning to the Eibishta. It's like the mabit vaistoi. So when a person does an aveira, the aveira itself creates a merchak. It distances us from the Eibishta. The truth is, Rabbi Yeruchim writes that tshuva means returning to yourself. Is that a stira to the mabit? Fashteitzach. They're all saying the same thing. We know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the tchilas ha-yitzira of every yid, is an neshama tahira, a neshama that's a chelek aloika mimal, that's chasuva mitachas kisei hakovid. You do it at Gemara and Nida, that when the baby is bimeimoi, there's a ner doilek al roishoi, that's able to see me seifai ilam ad seifai, that ner dolok state maral is the ner nishmas odom, the ner Hashem nishmas odom, the neshama tahira that's pashad a chelek of chelek aloika mimal that exists in every single human being, that chelek is so close to the Eibishter, that chelik is kiseder, cleaving in the Eibishter, and is lefnei Hashem, but we have a guf, and we have this belt, that makes it so hard for us to stay connected, and keep that maimid of lefnei Hashem, but the neshama within us is constantly being doiresh Hashem, constantly connected to the Eibishter, because it's in essence a chelik aloika mimal. What tshuva is, Zakr Biruchim is getting back to our inner self, recognizing, reconnecting, becoming more in tuned to that ner doluk, to that ner Hashem nishmas odom, the chelik aloika mimal that's begging for connection to the Eibishta, and by coming back to that chelik aloika mimal, we are shov el Hashem. That's how we return to the Eibishta. The aveiros create that distance, and the tshuva is getting back, repairing that relationship with the Eibishta that has become distanced through the aveiros that we did, that were mayrid in the Eibishta. That's what tshuva is all about. In Rashi and Zohar Yutes, tshuva is about being makir de bayre. The Rambam in Perek Beis and other places, he writes that the nekuda of tshuva is being makir de bayre, being zoicher de bayre. Every Averi that we do is distancing us and making us forget and disconnect from the Yibishter. Tshuva is about repairing that yachas. Of course, there is the hard parts of tshuva that need to come along with that, of actually dealing with the infractions that created the distance in the relationship. But we can't forget what is the yisoid of Gantz tshuva. Tshuva is returning and repairing that yachas. The first step and the most important step of tshuva is coming back to the Yibishter. Imagine a child that for a few years starts losing his Yiddishkeit, going off the Derech HaYosher V'Haratzoi. He gets into a matziv where the parents don't allow him to be at home anymore. And years he spends on the streets, constantly falling and falling and being mitzayer his parents and doing so many different things to hurt his parents. And then suddenly, after a few years of doing that, he decides he wants to come back. He picks up the phone and he calls up his father and he says, "Tate, Tate, I want to come back." What do you imagine the father's response is going to be? Where's your charota? Where's your kabbal lahaba? Where's the asiva sachet? There's no question that that will have to happen. But that initial phone call is a mapecho she'en kedugmasa. Avada, there still needs to be things to work out. You can't come back without taking responsibility for what happened and making sure that there's a proper charota. But the first mapecha that has to happen is that reaching out to the Eibishter, that reaching out to the Tata in Himmel and saying, "Ich will ahim kommen. I want to come back home. I want to repair that relationship. I want to be shava l'Hashem. I want to return back to my neshama, my chelek aloika mimal, that so desperately wants to have a relationship back with the Eibishter." That part of tshuva we're shaykh to. It's true, the charata, those kabbalah haba, all those halakim are overwhelming. And there's no question that we have to get there. And as much as we're shaykh to, we're shaykh to. But recognize that the yisayid of tshuva we're shaykh to. In fact, every single year deep down wants that. Let's put it into words. Let's recognize that that's the first step of tshuva, and not just the first step. It's an incredible step. It's a major step. It's not a step that we look back and say, "What's that worth already?" Yeah, we know them a bit, but what are we shaykh to? A tiny bit of tshuva, that's something to be embarrassed about. It's not something to be proud of. It's not something to feel successful. It's not true. That first step of being a shov, making that phone call, kavayochel, to the Eibishter and saying, "I know it's been rough. I want to come back home. I want to restore that relationship. I want to repair that relationship. I want to become a yid who's in touch with his neshama, who's able to get back in touch with the Eibishter." That's a huge step in tshuva. And it's something that if we could connect to and recognize the words of the Mabit, we won't listen to the Mabit that's constantly kilo churning in our minds. Yeah, we know the Mabit, but what could we do? What could we do? Don't focus simply on the difficult parts of tshuva. Start with the first step of tshuva, being a shav, being a person who's returning to the Eibishter, who's getting back on track, who's trying to restore that relationship. It's not just that that in itself is a tremendous chelik of tshuva and a tremendous accomplishment. There's another reason why that's such a big thing to do for tshuva. We know that tshuva feels overwhelming. It feels like it's me'eber ta'ari chelis. The truth is, Rabbeinu Yonah seems to be mashma, that that is the reality, that tshuva is very, very difficult. But Rabbeinu Yonah tells us the part of the teiva of tshuva is besides HaKadosh Baruch Hu creating tshuva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu also gives us a haftocha. Yazor Hashem lashovim ki ein yad tiva maseges. Whatever chelik of tshuva you naturally are not able to do on your own, you don't have enough koiches hanefesh to do, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us a haftocha. Yazor Hashem lashovim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give us that tziyata d'shmaya. But there's one tenai. He doesn't dole out that tziyata d'shmaya just for you being a yid. You have to be a shov. Yazor Hashem lashovim. If I'm a shov, what do I need HaKadosh Baruch Hu's help in siyata d'shmaya? Shov means I've made the first move, the most essential part, and that is becoming a shov. A shov is a person who has made that decision, I want to return. I am trying to return. It's making that declaration to the Eibishter. I want to come back home. I want to restore our relationship. Now I have to start dealing with the shvera chalokim, the hard parts of actually taking responsibility and repairing the relationship. Yazar Hashem Lashovim. Don't worry. You make that first step of being a shov, then you are batuach and guaranteed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give this Yad Deshmaya to be able to overcome the obstacles that stand in our way to actually be doing the proper tshuva. So first of all, we have to recognize how major it is, that first step of tshuva. We have to reorient ourselves that tshuva is not about the nitty-gritty alone. It starts, and most importantly, what needs to happen in tshuva is that first step. That first step of being a shav is something that each one of us is shayich to. The next thing we have to understand, that it works exponentially, because once we get to that madrega of being a shav, of making that step, of trying to repair the relationship, one could already expect tremendous Yazar Hashem, tremendous Tiyata Dishmaya. But there's maybe one last thing that we have to keep in mind, which is something that very often gets us down and tries to convince us that it's not worth much to even begin to try and make that first step of tshuva, that chelik of tshuva, that prat and tshuva that the Ma'abitin Rabbi Yisrael are talking about. Why is that? We look back to previous years, and the way we look at it is previous failures. Yeah, every year I did epis, every year I did something, and won't come out of it. Nothing, a little move here, a little move there, a little movement, but nothing came out of it. I'm still that same person, and that's a tremendous mistake. Moivir Rabbi Reb Chaim Rim used to say that when the Pasuk says, Ki Ha'odom Eitz HaSodeh, what the Torah wanted with that metaphor is, all of us have seen trees that are 80 years old, 100 years old. You walk in and you see trees that are the size of tall buildings, hundreds and hundreds of feet high, strong, thick, tall trees. You walk in there, you get dwarfed by the trees when you're seeing them. You look at that tree and you say, wow. What we don't realize about that tree is that tree is hundreds or 80s or decades of years growing. Every year, what did it grow? 10 centimeters, 30 centimeters, 50 centimeters. That's growth of decades. That's growth that now looks amazing, that now looks so incredibly awesome. Ha'odom Eitz HaSodeh, a person grows the same way. That little steiging that you did 10 years ago was not something that was tried and failed. That's a steiging that remains with the person. And every single year, the inch, the 2 inches, the 3 inches that we move in our Avodas Hashem and our Yiras Shamayim and our Dikdik and Mitzvahs is growth that remains. And if we realize that year to year what we're doing is another few inches, until we become an Il Narav Rebron, until we become a Greiser Mensch. So don't look at it as a little bit of growth that failed, a little bit of growth that doesn't stay with us, that we have nothing to show for it. Ki Odom Eitz HaSodeh, every single Elul, every single Tishrei, every Aseres made Tshuva, there's a Numa Chayiv of Dirshu, and Behimotzei tells me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is more available. Why is that so important that he's closer? Because what Tshuva is all about is being Miskariv to the Eibishter, returning to the Eibishter, knowing that the Eibishter has made the first move. The Tata Nimel is reaching out to the Son and saying, come back home. Behimotzei is a Machayiv, Behimotzei is an invitation. Because tshuva is about coming home. Tshuva is about repairing that relationship. And if in that two-sided relationship there exists a behimotzoi, it's mechayev adirshu. Let's remember the words of the Ma'abit and recognize that every little step of tshuva is a proclamation, is a phone call home. I want to come back. I want to return. I want to repair that relationship. And when a person makes that move, he's already a shav who could already start gaining from the promise of the Eibishter of Yazar Hashem Lashovim. And let's not fall into the trap of the Yetzer Hara of looking back at previous years and saying, what did that do for me? A person has to recognize every year, Ki Odom Eitz HaSodeh, every year is another bit of steiging, another bit of steiging. It's an accumulative steiging. It's a steiging that, when it all comes together, will Emetz Hashem be Grace mentioned, the Eibishter Zal Helfen, that instead of trying to find alternative routes during the Aseres Yimei Tshuva, we'll open our eyes and recognize that all of us are shayich to tshuva with the words of the Ma'abit and with the understanding that once we're a shav, Yaza Hashem Lashovim, and then we'll be able to listen to the Navi's Bakosha, the Navi's Tzivui, Tirshu Hashem Behimotzoi, Kiru B'Yosei Korov, Chsivich Simatoiva, Agut Gebenshtior.